When Macca talks, Cairns listens. 1300 872 911. 4CA.
Now, with all the concern out there on the financial markets, there is a little bit of positive news. Have a listen to this. This is from the Courier-Mail today. Petrol prices are tipped to drop for Australian drivers for the Easter and Anzac Day long weekends as Donald Trump's tariff war sends the global oil markets into turmoil. It goes on to say the regional benchmark in Australia for oil, this is Tapas crude, has been in freefall. In freefall in the weeks since the launch of Trump's tariffs. The cost of oil has dropped $10 US a barrel in the past week. The terminal gate price of regular unleaded petrol fell by 8 cents, apparently, 1576 a litre. But in Brisbane, they're still talking, here it is, 177 cents a litre, 177, but falling slowly. It goes on to say it's expected Australians will be able to fill up for less than that as uncertainty surrounds Trump's tariffs and OPEC accelerating its oil production. We're going to get an update on this, particularly with the weekend holidays coming up this weekend and the following weekend as well. I've got Principal Policy Advisor at RACQ, Dr. Ian Jeffries, on the line. Hello, Ian.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm all right. Ian, around Brisbane at the moment, what would you have got today if you went out to fill the tank?
Look, the cheapest you can find unleaded, and this is regular 91 in Brisbane at the moment, is just above $1.60, but that's only at about 5% of sites. Look, the target price that we're suggesting for the southeast is $1.70, and about 25% of sites in the greater Brisbane region are below $1.70.
Now, what to expect over the next few weeks, Ian? Please look into your crystal ball.
Look, it's very difficult to say with the oil price. As you mentioned, we've got Trump's tariffs, subduing the global economy, reducing demand for oil. At the same time, we've got OPEC, led by Saudi Arabia, increasing their production. Both of these factors are putting downward pressure on oil, which is slowly flowing through to the markets across Queensland. Look for Brisbane across the long weekend. We do have the price cycle, so we are expecting prices to stay low over the Easter long weekend. Sometime after that, we're likely to see a price hike, but I still think that's a few weeks away.
Oh, this is encouraging for the holiday breaks anyway, but it's not long term.
Look, I mean, we have a price cycle in Brisbane. Prices slowly go down, and the cycles we're seeing at the moment are particularly long. Look, normally we'd expect them to be about 6 weeks. Currently, we're sitting on day 75, so pushing 11 weeks, which, the problem with that is, if you have to fill up every fortnight, and most people do, you get a cheap price this week, but in 2 weeks' time, there's no guarantee you're going to be able to find a cheap petrol station.
Ian, when you hear about the Middle Eastern countries increasing production, I mean, obviously, when we see the price drops, that's good news. But longer term, are there negatives in those countries increasing oil production?
Look, what we saw in the past, this is a bit speculative, it's evolving.
Yes.
Look, what we saw in the past is OPEC increased production in the effort to put some of those American shale players out of business. So in the scheme of things, shale oil, which is what the US is producing a lot of at the moment, is relatively expensive. So the Saudis and OPEC in general could undercut that. And then we did see a lot of those businesses going out to, put those shale oil players out of business in the States. But at that time, and this is going back for like 7-8 years, they were tended to be sort of like smaller players. All of those oil fields most of those oil fields have now been bought up by the majors, so they are a lot more robust. But potentially that's what OPEC's play is now, to boost production, to try and put some of that, or to put pressure on the American players. But it's difficult to say.
Look, I think above all, it's good news for the holiday breaks this coming weekend, the following weekend as well, Ian. I'm just looking at the prices up here. United on Sheridan Street. We've got 173.5 here. Oh, we've got a new one. OOM Energy, Florence Street, yeah. A new business name. They're 1559. Yeah. Gee, that's a big drop. I wonder if that's correct.
That's what my data's showing up, and that is a very keen price.
Yeah.
There is the Shell Ready Express, the old Coles Express site, just a block away from them at $1.58.9.
Yes.
So, look, I think there's probably a little bit of competition, or some you know, the big strong competition between those two sites.
Exactly.
And that is, which is what we want to see. And, yeah, that does stand out as sort of like the cheapest place in Cairns at the moment. Look, the United out at Warri is often one of the cheapest sites.
Yes.
But yeah, they're a bit off their game at about $1.75, I think they are this morning.
So
you know, my advice would be, you know, if the OOM and the Ready Express are like competing strongly on price.
Exactly. 1559 OOM, as you pointed. OOM yeah, Energy yeah. on Florence Street. Oh, Coles is on Florence Street too, is it? Yes. 1589
yeah.
I've got here.
Yes, that's
very
it.
Good.
They're just about a block apart.
Exactly.
So, look, I would be going down there, and if you need petrol, that's
yes.
certainly where I'd be buying
exactly.
from.
Exactly. That's a big discount. Thank you for this update, Ian.
You're very welcome,
very
John.
Encouraging. That's Dr. Ian Jeffries, the Principal Policy Advisor at RACQ.